Hello guys. It is not just a rainbow podcast with Catherine. Today I am gonna cover another question about sex and relationships. Let's start. We've all been in that situation before. You and your buddy, both single and horny, have been hooking up to satisfy your sexual needs. It was fun at first, but now you're starting to freak out a bit. You're worried they might be catching feelings, or maybe they're not into you at all. One minute you're having sex, the next you're realizing you're not feeling it. Things just get weird in a vague but overwhelming way. It's probably time to end the friends with benefits setup. But how do you go back to your life before all this sex stuff happened? According to a Match.com study, almost half of us have been in a friends with benefits situation. So you can guess how many of us have ended it in a not so great way. Actually, another study found that 15% of people ended it because they started dating, 28% decided to just be friends, and a huge 31% cut off all contact. We've heard the warning plenty of times, like in movies like Friends with Benefits and No Strings Attached. They all say that having casual sex with a friend isn't as easy as it seems. It's tough to tell your friend you want to stop hooking up. Natasha, a 29-year-old bar manager, and 33-year-old Miles had been friends for almost 10 years before things got spicy after a wild one-night stand at a wedding. To keep things chilled between them, they agreed to just be friends with benefits and not let it mess up their friendship. But they totally forgot to talk about how that would actually work or set any rules. Natasha now realizes that was a disaster waiting to happen. Rules might not have even been useful for them. According to one study, 80% of people make rules for their friends with benefits situations, but most of the rules end up conflicting with each other. This not only messes up the arrangement, but also guarantees a bad ending. Natasha was like, "I think I started liking him without even knowing it. One night, I went to his place at 2 in the morning to hook up after he went on a date. I was so mad that this random person got treated like a king, but I was just there for sex." Natasha was honest about how annoyed she was, and Miles broke up with her before things got messy. But Natasha was already hurt. "Our friendship just wasn't the same after that." Melissa Cook, a sex therapist and relationship expert at Sophia Gray, says that a lot of people just ghost their FWBs without talking about what they want their friendship to be like going forward, or what to do if one of you starts dating someone else. This is about Natasha, who lost her friendship with Miles when they stopped hooking up. "We never talked about what our friendship would be like after, and now we hardly hang out like we used to. When he started dating someone seriously, it got too awkward for him to have me around," Natasha explains. "I'm still so sad about it. I really miss being friends with him." Cook says that some folks who have been in a friends with benefits situation feel even worse when the friendship ends compared to a romantic relationship. They feel like they failed in a different way. They might be thinking, "I thought this was just about sex. How did I mess that up?" This can lead to a ruined friendship or make things awkward in the future. But not all friends with benefits relationships end badly. A study found that half of college students actually go back to being just friends after hooking up, and some even say their friendship is stronger than ever. Lizzie, the 27-year-old teacher, and her buddy Dale, decided to hook up because Lizzie was tired of dealing with terrible dates and feeling sexually frustrated. She just wanted to get it on with someone she could rely on. The couple ended things on a good note by making sure to keep their FWB situation respectful throughout. Even when they were hooking up, they still treated each other like friends and hung out like they used to. They made sure to continue this after they hooked up as well. Cook says that breaking off a friends with benefits thing is always gonna be tough, but it's key to keep the communication lines open throughout the whole deal, so it's not a total surprise when it ends. You gotta be straight up and not beat around the bush about why it's ending, whether it's because one of you caught feelings, you want something more, or maybe you're seeing someone else, she says. So, once you've managed to end things with your FWB in a nice way, try not to be all cold and businesslike. There's one more thing to think about. You gotta consider what happens if one of you starts dating someone new. And you gotta think about it before it actually happens. It's way better to talk about how things might change, what you'll tell your new boo, and if you all wanna stay friends, instead of dealing with their late-night social media creeping and drama later on. So Lizzie found someone she really liked and decided to end things with Dale. But since they had talked about this happening before, their friendship wasn't ruined, and they're still buddies even after 2 years. But there's a little twist in the story. Lizzie says the only issue is that new partners sometimes don't like our friendship, but we try to work through it and not let it ruin our bond. She thinks it would be messed up to stop talking to him, just because we hooked up for a while. Telling your new boo that you hooked up with one of your friends can be a little awkward. Cook says it's important to be upfront and honest to avoid any jealousy or trust issues. Just let your partner know that your friends with benefits situation was purely physical, and there are no feelings involved. In the past, Lizzie messed up by not being honest from the start. She used to wait until the person she was dating asked about her past relationships, which made things awkward. Now she suggests being upfront with your partner before they meet your friends, and being ready to answer any questions they might have. Just remember, your friendship, hooking up, and new romantic relationship are totally different things. It's all about setting boundaries. Your new partner will feel more comfortable if they know you and your old FWB have sorted everything out, and there are no lingering feelings. It can be tough, but friends can totally go back to just being friends after hooking up. It takes a lot of talking and making time for each other. Your friendship might not be exactly the same as before, but that's okay, right? It'd be boring if things never changed. It's better to grow and figure out what your new friendship will be like together. You'll understand each other better since you've already seen each other naked. So basically, don't be afraid to hook up with a friend if it feels right. That's all. I hope you enjoy today's topic. Share my podcast with your friends, and see you. All the best. Bye-bye.